Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doc Lombardo, it's always great to talk to you. How was it that you took to each other so well? What were you, what was that relationship like? Or why did he have such an admiration for you? Is it the great care he got down there?
Well, I like to think that. He whenever we'd be at the show, he'd say, I saved his life. Well, it was mild. His hypertension was out of control. And he invited me to his show, and we went to the show, my wife and I, and then he invited us to his house, and we would visit New Orleans every other year. In fact, I think you're aware of the relationship with Steve Scalise, the representative that was shot. His mom and dad were godparents to my son, John. And we would visit Scalise's and the Domino's. And whenever he'd perform in Atlantic City, Philadelphia, he'd always call up and have this. We would actually stay in his suite. He would always get a double room suite, and it was just one of those things. He's pretty affable, easygoing, jolly type fellow. Hard not to get along with him.
What are some of the memories that you share of being with him at certain locations and events?
Well, he did receive the Medal of Freedom from Clinton. And then that was replaced with the medal when he lost all his belongings in the flood by Bush. And we were fortunate enough to be there for that. And he and Jerry Lee Lewis, who's also a personal friend of mine, had invited us to the initial installation of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. And we sat with Fats and Jerry Lee at his table. And that was a good thrill for me for a young fellow that can't even carry a tune in a bucket, you know.
Yeah, and there were a lot of rock and roll dignitaries that stopped by to talk to Fats when you were there, right?
Oh, yeah. It was kind of unique to see John Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, the list is Sting, coming over to the table and asking for pictures and autographs of Fats. And Jerry Lee, they were both at the table. And actually, along with them was Sam Phillips, the legendary figure that discovered Elvis Presley, really. So that was probably the unique experience was the time that we spent with him personally, though. I mean, when he'd be in Atlantic City, we would go to the boardwalk. He'd like to get, the atmosphere of the boardwalk because he was kind of reclusive when he would perform. And when I'd be with him, gave him an opportunity to get out and about. And he'd buy taffy. He'd always buy taffy. In the early days, he would cook in his room, and the hotels would complain that he would leave all of the utensils behind. So he had to give that up. He was really a gourmet cook. He had but a third-grade education, but he could put lyrics together unbelievable.
When you think about him as a musician, what are some memories that you have of him during his performances? I mean, what really struck you musically about him?
He had a tremendous ear for music. He would literally get on the musicians if they weren't performing to his level. And I would say to him, Fats, the people here don't know if you have a right tune or not. And he'd say, look at me, and he'd say, would you go in the operating room and do half of an operation? You know, he was so strict about the phraseology and the musical notes. And he recorded in Louisiana, and a fellow, Cosmo Matisse, who was a trained musician, said that Fats could listen to a word and hear the word and say, no, that word doesn't fit, or listen to a note. And Cosmo used to always say he had a trumpet sound, and, you know, and he said, that's not going to work. And he said, we put it out the way Fats did it, and he sold a million records with it. He was an accomplished musician despite never having formal training. He learned from Verrett was his brother-in-law, and he taught him the basic chords on the piano, and the rest was himself.
We had a caller on before you got here who said that you helped facilitate a visit by Fats Domino to a music club. I think he said it was 1969. Do you remember that?
I helped him get to the musical?
You brought Fats Domino to the region?
Oh, yeah, 1969, yeah. He was at the Colonel's Garter.
That's such a funny name. I laugh every time I hear it. The Colonel's Garden.
Yeah, Colonel's Garden, yeah. What? And he also performed at the Wellwood Lounge.
All the old favorites,
the
Doc,
old favorite,
right?
All
the places. What do you recall about those shows? Did you have to twist his arm for him to come here? Or was
No. You know, we had a unique relationship. Whenever I'd be in his company, my wife and I, for example, if they offered him a glass of champagne, he'd always say, I appreciate that, but ladies before gentlemen. And he'd hand the champagne to my wife. But he was always concerned about our well-being. Whenever we'd be at the show and they were interviewing him, he would always want to make sure that we were comfortable. They did the 100 Greats of Rock and Roll, and they happened to do the shoot in New Jersey. And I had given him a leisure outfit for his birthday. And he was so happy that he was going to wear that outfit for the shoot. And I have the, what magazine was it in? Hard Rock Cafe. Well, Rolling Stone. What am I thinking of? My mind is getting clouded, so this old age is not good. Anyway, they did a shoot, and I was with Chubby Checker and his wife, who happened to be Miss Universe of 61, Fats, myself, and my brother and my wife. And all he wanted to be sure was that we were comfortable. The gentleman that was taking the pictures was going on and on with the Polaroid pictures. And Fats would say to him, Doc, are you okay? Yep. And he was always accommodating. You know, he had just a way about him. But getting back to the Colonel's Garter, he came out and now this was only like about 2 years after I had met him. And he said, I want to introduce the doctor that saved my life. I wouldn't be here tonight. I have it on tape. And I jokingly said, well, it mustn't have been me, Fats, because I don't think I saved your life. But no, he in the later years, he couldn't travel. And he would always tell me, you know, he'd been at my house, that he wished he'd come back to Pittston. But age and health precluded that.
When was the last time you saw him in person?
Last I saw him in person was the last show he did, actually. He was performing at the Gulf Coast, and we had gone down with my son Michael, my son Robbie, myself, my wife, and my brother. And on the way to the show, he became ill. And I was in, we had a high-top van that we were riding in behind him. And he pulled over, and his nephew was driving him, and he asked if I would accompany him in the car. And we got to the show, and he actually collapsed in my hands. I went to get him, and he had dehydrated himself. And that was the last show that he did on record. He made guest appearances, but and that was in 2000, and I think it was before Katrina, 2004. And then I did see him. We went every year until my wife's illness, until 2009, and that would have been the last year. In fact, I had the pleasure of having Steve Scalise, myself, his wife, went over to Fats' house and spent a couple hours with him. So it would have been 2009.
What a terrible personal loss for you, Doc.
And, yeah, it is.
And for the world at large, too, because he was such a towering musical figure, but also a nice man.
Yeah, he was genuinely a good person in a business that's not always good. I think I showed you the picture he sent me of Stevie Wonder and himself at his house. That was April, May, June of this year. And then he called me on Father's Day to wish me Happy Father's Day. And then I spoke to him on, actually, July 17th. I look on my phone. Was the last we spoke.
Yeah, and you told me, I think, when we were together a couple weeks ago, that his health was a little bit frail at this point, right?
Yeah, the last time we spoke, you could see that he didn't have the, you know, he'd get on the phone, he'd stay on the phone a half hour, 45 minutes, and it was just, how you doing, Doc? You know, call me anytime. He used to always tell me that, call me anytime, you know. But I think he had had a stroke. The daughter did not tell me that, but I could read between the lines.
Doc, yeah, thanks for sharing these memories of Fats Domino that you have from your personal recollection. It's quite the friendship you developed over the years.
Yeah, well, it was through him that I wound up meeting a number of other artists, Jerry Lee Lewis, on down the line, Orbison. And it was really through Fats, because he was so legendary in his time that even Presley, Elvis Presley, when he would perform in Vegas and Fats was there, he would always go in disguise to the show. And he'd wear a toupee and a mustache. And after he did Blueberry Hill, he would leave and Fats would give him enough time to get out. And he said the group that just left was Elvis Presley. He yeah. never missed a show of Fats's. When they were in Vegas.
Doc Lombardo, thanks again. I appreciate it. And it's always great to talk to you.
So, thank you. And the next time I'm going to request Blueberry Hill, not the Lady in Red.
Okay, very good, Doc.
Thanks for the time.
You're improving. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Joseph Lombardo of Pittston, who was personal friends with Fats Domino for many years. And I met him a couple weeks ago. It's funny, we were just talking about that friendship together, and I didn't know about it before a couple weeks ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.